tweet at Today SOR.
Now, as we know, the past few weeks have been very hard on the arts community. Plans for gigs, exhibitions, festivals have all been put on hold. Traditional singer Muireann Cowley had the bad luck to launch her new album on the 11th of March, and the next day the schools closed. Muireann is now in the Airnagy studio in Ballinagowl in Corcadina in West Kerry. Muireann, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Sean. Lovely to hear that out loud.
Tell me about that new album. You did get to launch it, and then a lot of work had gone into putting it together. And then,
yeah, kaput. Well, you know, as any musician knows, recording an album is only the first step, and there's so much more that's involved. And we had a lovely tour lined up around the country, gigs that were hard got, and a lot of work gone into them. And I was really looking forward to playing for people and bringing this music around, but it was not to be.
Yeah, so you should be in Leitrim today or on the way there,
We're supposed to be in Carrick and Shannon tonight, and one of the lads in the band that are playing with me sent a text the other night saying, what time sound check on Wednesday? And I just started bawling. So, we'll get over it.
You've been speaking to other musicians around the country, I gather. What are they telling you about their situations?
Well, I mean, it's a really difficult one, Sean. It's the gig economy. People who, you know, were doing very well are completely in trouble now. And there is a certain amount of government support there. I know there are discrepancies regarding certain people who are doing maybe an hour or two of teaching a week. So I believe all that is being ironed out at the moment. But people are in very, very difficult situations. People who haven't found themselves in situations like that for years, and of course those that are starting out as well.
So yeah, I mean, are you eligible yourself, Muireann, for the COVID-19 unemployment payment, for instance?
Yeah, I thought I was, and I applied for it, and I had to actually reapply, and I actually got it yesterday, which is brilliant. But it just takes time, it seems, to process everyone, because it's very simple if you're just, you know, self-employed and not doing anything else. But for people who are doing little bits and pieces, which many, many artists are, that gets a little bit trickier, and it just takes them longer to process, I think.
Yeah, now the minister, I think, Josepha Madigan, and the Arts Council have plans to aid the sector. I mean, what do you make of those?
Well, I think that some of these new grants are going to help certain people, and that's a good thing, to help whoever you can. But definitely it divides the community in the sense that it has to be people who are able to fill out an application form at this really difficult time, people who are au fait with technology, people who can transform their practice and put it online. And many artists, their work, it won't work online. You know, you need other people to collaborate with, or the likes of composers or choreographers and all the people behind the scenes who work in the arts sector. It's a very tricky one. And I think that certainly some people will benefit from it, but it's not going to benefit, I would say, most people. And also at this time, personally, I've two kids at home. I can't imagine trying to be particularly creative right now. And I believe there are plenty of people who have, you know, difficult home situations right now. You're just trying to get through the day rather than be put into competition with your fellow artists. I think possibly a bursary where you can, you know, work on your craft and then at the other side of this come out with work might make sense. Because certainly the arts are so, so important. And during this time, it seems that people are listening more and more to music, and they're reading books and they're watching films, and that's all the arts. And unless we support them, they won't be there on the other side when we come out of this.
Yeah, you're speaking to us from a beautiful part of the country, and we heard earlier actually from Fran Ryan, who's cocooning there in Dingle. Are you seeing or have you witnessed much of an influx of visitors to their holiday homes in the last few days and weeks?
Yeah, I have, Sean. I have. You know, just even driving to the shops, like, we're gas here, like, we know who's from here and who's not. So I'd be giving them the dirty looks out the car window, because really, you know, we're on the edge of a peninsula here. The nearest hospital is an hour away in Tralee, and that services all of the county. We've a limited amount of doctors and resources, and I really think that stay at home doesn't mean stay in your second home. So we all have to be responsible, and certainly it is a very beautiful part of the world, and I am very, very privileged to live here. But I really hope people just stay put this weekend, because I fear that if we get an influx, it might further the length of the restrictions, and nobody wants that.
There's another text or another view in from Paul. He says, I'm from Dublin and I've been staying in our holiday home in County Galway with my wife and kids for the past 3 weeks. So we were here before travel restrictions came into effect. We've been observing social distancing and staying within the 2 kilometres of our house. So I presume I'm entitled to stay here for the time being, as travelling back home now would be against travel restrictions. Well, now that would have been an interesting one if we had it in time to put to Charlie Flanagan. But
actually quite a few people like that around here, Sean. And I suppose that's a different issue. Maybe they saw what was coming down the line and got out as soon as they could. But certainly right now, we need to stay put.
You're going to sing for us, Maureen?
I am, Sean.
What have you chosen and why this one?
Well, firstly, I really want to express my condolences to friends and family, because we lost two great musical people in the last few days. That's Mary McPartland, the singer, and then this morning, the sad news that John Prine had passed away as well. So I'm feeling kind of patriotic, and I thought I'd give Róisín Dubh a go.
Well, take it away. Beautiful choice.
Oh, and can I also say happy birthday to my dad? Because I haven't seen him for quite a while.
Good for him. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Peace.
We're in Nicaragua. That was absolutely beautiful. Tell me about the accompanying piece of music boxery that you were using.
Well, I'm used to having fantastic accompanists with me, Gerry O'Byrne on guitar and Donal O'Connor on the fiddle. So I'm kind of all on my own here. So I brought a little Indian music box in with me called a Shruti box, and it just creates a drone to sing along with, so I don't feel too lonely.
Well, look, we'd love to have you back and bring the Shruti box with you when you're coming again.
Thank you, Gurmila.
That was stunning. And thanks as well to our colleagues there in the RNG studio in Ballinagall. That's Bern Nicolive. We're talking aviation with the head of Avalon, Donal Slattery, after this break.